How's it going, Saints? So we're standing out here of the First Baptist Church of Mount Juliet. A man walked up to me, and they always do this. It's kind of a sneaky way to get into a conversation. They're like, oh, so what are you guys about? Like, why are you standing out here? You got to be really aware of that. So I told them about Mark 7, man-made traditions, voiding your worship of God, Easter, nowhere in the scriptures we should be celebrating. And he's like, okay, what's the biggest thing that you would tell us that we have to do or like work on? I'm like, well, the biggest thing is the gospel. So I told him the gospel, repentance, coming out of the world, losing your life. They don't teach that here. The pride, the vanity. He's like, pride, vanity. And I said, yeah, the men dressing all puffed up, the women uncovered, covered in jewelry, covered in makeup. And he's like, well, I can't argue with you there. And then he started getting into all these subtopics, and I'm like, sir, you can just check out the testing, test it to the word of God. And he kept harassing me a little bit afterwards, but he eventually walked off. Usually you can tell when someone's a seeker or when someone's there just to harass and just try to take you away from doing the work of the Lord, shining the light. So be sure you're aware of that. Give them a little bit of time, but if they start taking it down a bunch of rabbit trails, it's why we got testings on there. That's why we can point them to the website. And yeah, that glorifies God. Not spending hours and hours sitting down with him, having a Bible study with him, but standing for the truth. That's what glorifies God.